Okay, agenda item 12, Mr. Briggs.
I'm getting someone shaking her head back there. I had intended to cover something that's not actually on the agenda as a staff recognition, but the person of honor was not here first thing in the morning, so. So what's the deal? Is he available?
I'll call.
Okay. Well, we'll go on to item 13 and.
12.
Oh, 12. Yeah, that's what's in front of me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have turned the page.
That's why I said 12.
Okay. And then Francis will kick me after item 12 to remind me to get back to that item. Won't you? Item 12 is our Department of Defense program update. And I meant to check with John before the meeting, but I failed to. John, a written report only? And Sheila's shaking her head, yes. So just to recognize the folks, I'm not sure how many of you are here, but John is our section manager that includes the Department of Defense unit. John's in the back there. Sheila Soderberg is our unit supervisor that includes the Department of Defense unit. And then the staff, who some of who work all or mostly in DOD and some who work part-time on Department of Defense sites are Carol Kolb. Is Carol here? No. Grant Heimbaugh, I thought I saw Grant. There's Grant. Don Ely's here. Don. Donette's here. Donette Dunaway. And David Schwartzbart, I don't think, is here. So those are the staff that work on these sites. It's a pretty lengthy, comprehensive report with the higher profile sites within the DOD program. And in most, I think in all cases, we've provided italics for the new information, make it easy for you to see what's new. And I'll ask if there are any questions.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. Just curious, from staff perspective, if the finances of the federal government are affecting or any of the projections for commitments that are reported, if that's going to slow the work down, or if they're signaling in any way that they're going to be changing and restructuring like so many of the government programs are. Do we anticipate that in this effort?
No, not at all. This is Sheila Soderberg, Water Board staff. In some cases, like for Vandenberg Air Force Base, they have Pentagon has asked that they have a remedy in place by 2012. And instead of decreasing resources, they're actually increasing resources to meet that internal deadline. So we expect the budget to remain stable. I did want to point out in the staff report for Vandenberg Air Force Base, there is a correction on page 5 and on page 7 for sites 24 and site 50. It's listed as Donette Dunaway as the staff person. It's the project manager. It's actually Don Ely. Got my Don and Donettes mixed up.
So. Well, that's good news. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mr. O'Malley.
Yeah, just a brief comment. I usually supportive of staff, but I thought this was a phenomenal job. A lot of responsibility represented in this report, and I thought staff are just very thorough and doing a good job on this. I just wanted to compliment all of you that worked on this and ongoing work on that large responsibility.
Thanks for recognizing that. I agree. Good job by all. Any other questions?
No other questions.
This is where Brandon's supposed to walk through the door. Not okay. Seeing Brandon.